And God said, let there be. And there was. Imagine emptiness, quiet, stillness, an absence of everything you can, well, imagine. Kind of difficult. But there was a time before time began when there was nothing but God. And then God spoke. Let there be. And there was. God voiced into being all of creation. And as he called out, he gave us not only life, but identity and purpose. Let us make human beings in our image. In our image. This is both a description and a promise. In essence, it sums up our identity and our purpose. God created us to serve as his image bearers in the world, tending to his creation and taking it further through our own creative impulses in ways that mirror the nature and will of God. This is your true calling. The promise is that even though we fall short of that image, we are still beloved, and God continues to call us into the becoming, the full becoming of that image in Christ. This is the fundamental calling for all human beings throughout history. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world, writes Paul in Ephesians 1:4. As you listen to Genesis 1:26 again, consider, what does it mean to be created in the image of God? To be an image bearer? And what is your response to that call? God spoke, let us make human beings in our image. And now, inspired by Augustine's words, I pray. Loving Jesus, Word made flesh, tune my ears to hear your call. You are my end. It is to you that I am journeying. And it is only when I have arrived there that my desire will be fulfilled. You are my home. Help me to hear and know your voice as you call out to me, to my restless heart. I am the way, and to me you come.